Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal life. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away. We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after... going after the things that okay. All right. Just making sure.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Living in Pursuit podcast. It is your girl, Drea, back with a brand new episode for you guys. Look, I'm just gonna get this out here right here, right now. Today's episode is going to be a lot of meat. Okay. We're off the milk. Okay. We've been off the milk. Okay. Like, if you've been around the Living in Pursuit podcast for a while, then you already know we goes deep, right? And we haven't been going deep lately because we've been in our feelings. Okay. But now that we are coming out of our feelings, we're going deep again. And when I say deep, I'm literally just talking about like going deeper into the meaning behind the scriptures, going deeper into like the revelations that God gives me. And, you know, I just share that on this podcast. So, yeah, we're going to get into that. If you can tell by the title, look, look, okay, we're going to be breaking this down in the best way that we can. Okay, Holy Spirit, come and help me give these people this message, because I am just filled with so much revelation right now. Like, my pastor done fired me up, and I'm like, okay, I need to get this out right now before, you know, anything tries to come in and just distract me and everything like that. So, yeah, I'm going to be breaking down in this series the God of Covenant. What is a covenant? What does that even mean? I'm going to be breaking down all of that. So for a couple of years, God has been having me in Deuteronomy, Exodus, Joshua, and Exodus, Deuteronomy, and Joshua for a couple of years. I want to say since like, what, 2021, I think. Around that time, God started like giving me this revelation of like covenant, coming out of a place of like being in the wilderness and cycles and, you know, all of these things. Everything that these chapters in the Bible talks about, God has been like walking me through the revelation of this whole entire like section of the Bible, right? So just now, he has been like flooding me with revelation, really reminders of what he said, but also now a deeper revelation of what he said. And if you've been around, even I talked about this on my YouTube channel. I had a series called The Breakthrough Challenge, and I walked everyone through like coming out of Egypt and going into the promised land. Now, at that time, I didn't know what the promised land was going to look like. I didn't know what my business was going to look like. I didn't know the things that I know now. So the fact that God is bringing me back around to this revelation, it just gives me a deeper sense of understanding and clarity of what he's talking about. Oh, this is the land. Oh, I don't have an idea of what it is anymore as I did in 2021. I now know what the land actually is. Oh, I now know what the marriage is supposed to look like. Yeah, it ain't supposed to look like what I'm used to. It's supposed to look like this. Oh, now I have a deeper sense of understanding of the type of identity that I am supposed to embody going into this land, going into this covenant, you know, with God. And so, Lord, we just gonna break that down. Okay, so I have my notes here. Let's first understand what a covenant is. So, a covenant is an agreement. It is an agreement by lease, deed, or other legal contract. That's the Google definition. But when we talk about covenant in the Bible, specifically in this particular section of the word, God gave the Israelites, a group of people, a promise. They had been in slavery for many, many years, and they have been oppressed by Pharaoh. They have been mistreated. They have been just in this place of like darkness, right? And they've been in there for a very long time, to the point where now God is giving them the opportunity to come out of that, come out of that season, come out of that lifestyle, come out of that darkness, right? And to come into what he has promised them. Okay, I'm giving y'all a new land. I'm giving y'all a new place, a new space, a new identity, a new lifestyle, all of the things. But these are the conditions in which you're going to have to keep in order to prosper into this particular place. Now, because these are God's people, these are like the promised people, the Israelites, there is a way that God wants them to live. And it is contrary to everything that they had lived before. It is contrary to everything that they understood. It is contrary to their ways of thinking, their ways of believing, all of the things. It's just different, right? And so we even see them like hesitating to adopt this new way of life. They're not used to the manna. They're not used to following Moses, somebody like Moses. They're not used to worshiping one God. They're used to worshiping a whole bunch of other gods. They're not used to God, his way of doing things. So that's where you see them becoming disobedient. They're getting mad at Moses. They're basically just like, oh, I feel like they're being purified. And all of these things that were dormant on the inside of them are coming out, and it's beginning to show. Oh, y'all really don't trust God for real. Oh, y'all really don't know him for real. Y'all are so used to your darkness. You are so, these Israelites are so used to their darkness. They are so used to bondage that the new way seems foreign to them. The new way, Jesus, the new way is actually safer. The new way is actually a better way, but they don't know that yet because they're literally coming out of a mindset and out of a system that they have been in their whole lives. And so the covenant that God is establishing with them is, I can get y'all out of that place, but because you are my chosen people, I need you to act a certain way. I need you to think a certain way. I need you to actually have a different lifestyle than what you are used to. I need you to approach situations differently than you did back then. Am I preaching? And so a covenant was established. God gave them basically regulations. He gave them a promise. They are supposed to do certain things and conform to a certain way, a certain mindset, a certain being, right? They are supposed to conform to a certain lifestyle before they can enter into the promised land. So God taking them the long way instead of straight into that promised land, God chose to take them the long way so that he can purify them of everything that was old, everything they used to believe in, everything they used to do, everything, how they used to think, everything. The covenant was being established as they conformed to the ways of God. So that's setting the stage right now, okay? We're going to go a little bit into the practicality of how this actually relates to us, right? So because the Israelites are not used to these ways, right? They're not used to God, this God. They've been serving all of these other gods. They have been serving themselves. All they know is bondage and darkness, right? So they are being met with all of these like different sides of God. They're seeing God as a miracle worker, parting the Red Sea, parting the Jordan Sea. Now we're in Joshua. But now they're starting to see God as a provider. They're starting to see God as just all of these different sides of God that they had never seen before, right? So that tells us that God clearly has different sides to himself. And as he is establishing a covenant with us, these are the particular types of sides that we will see within God. That's how you know a covenant is being established. That's how you know a promise is being established. That's how you can discern when God is actually about to lead you into a new lifestyle, lead you into a new home, lead you into a new place, whatever the new thing is that God has been talking to you about. That's how you know something is being established, a covenant, an agreement, a promise is being established with you, right? So you start to see all of these different sides of God as he is establishing a covenant with you. This is my first point. Covenant comes with correction. And that is a side of God that we do not like to see. It's also a side of God that is not easily discerned. Okay, I'm gonna get into it. All right, I'm gonna use myself as a case study because what else is new? But first, let's break this down. So, covenant comes with correction. We start to see different sides of God as the covenant is being established. So, the God of correction is the side of God that we see when he starts telling us to stop doing that. Stop going around these people. Stop looking at that. Stop singing this. Stop listening to that. Stop, like, all of the things God tells you to stop doing. That's the God of correction. And we don't even be understanding, well, why do I need to do this? Oh, because I'm correcting you. In order for you to really establish this covenant with me, in order for you to obtain this promise that I had given you, I need you to stop doing certain things in order to come into agreement with this covenant. And for a lot of us, we've seen this side of God before. I have been in many of seasons, many of phases in my life where God will tell me to stop doing certain things that I did not yield to. All throughout Deuteronomy, as Moses is reading the conditions to these Israelites, if you would like this promise, if you want to enter into this promised land, if you want a new lifestyle, these are the conditions in which you will have to follow. All throughout Deuteronomy, you see verses that start with, if you keep these commandments, then. For example, Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 8, if the Lord, your God, enlarges your territory as he promised an oath to your ancestors and gives you the whole land he promised them, because you carefully follow all these laws I command you today to love the Lord and walk always in obedience to him, then you are to set aside three more cities. And this is the part of the covenant where God was talking to them about land, distributing land to them as they get into the promised land. But all throughout Deuteronomy, you see covenant being established. If you are obedient, if you do this, if you do that, then you can have this promise, right? And for many of us, I'm just putting myself out there. This part of God, this side of God, we have not been taking him serious in this area for whatever reason. Maybe you don't really believe that the promise is yours. Maybe you don't really believe that God will correct you in certain areas. Maybe you don't really believe that God would, you know, humble you in certain areas. I don't know. Maybe you have this idea of, well, I'm a sinner, so if I sin, the Lord still loves me. Yeah, but also there are consequences to that. Yeah, there are also consequences to your actions. If you lead with that mindset and if you do not correct certain things that God is telling you to correct, if you do not conform and obey and yield to the correction, the God of correction, if God is presenting himself as the God of correction, telling you to stop doing X, Y, and Z, and you keep doing it, there's an issue there, which means he has to take you around that wilderness one more time. That means you have to repeat a cycle again until you conform, until you submit to the God of correction. Now, we even know that the Bible says that God corrects those that he loves. He disciplines those that he loves. So if you find yourself in a season where you are met with the God of correction, like, he's not playing, contrary to your belief. Oh, God wouldn't do that. People, these religious folks are so religious. Oh my God, God wouldn't do that. This is the New Testament. Y'all are talking about the Old Testament God. I worship the New Testament God. I don't know what y'all are talking about. God wouldn't do that. Oh, really? In fact, I will let you know. Yes, he will. He will let you repeat that cycle. He will allow you to get back into that toxic relationship. He will allow you to get that job and then tell you to quit after so long of being there. Yeah. That life that you were building outside of his will, he will let you build that life until it's time for you to get out of that cycle. Oh, okay. So one of the conditions in this whole process is to deny your flesh. And all throughout the New Testament, we see Jesus's example of doing that. You must deny yourself. He told the disciples, if you want to follow me, you must first deny yourself. Deny your flesh. Deny what you want to do. Deny all of the things that you're used to and start adopting a new way of doing things. He told the Israelites the same thing through Moses. See, God didn't speak to them directly yet. He spoke to Moses because the Holy Spirit hadn't come yet. So in the Old Testament, they were heavily reliant on the leaders. So Moses, Joshua, all of the prophets, they relied on them, right? Now that Jesus had come, now that he had died for our sins, now that the Holy Spirit had descended and fell onto man, and now that we are filled with the Holy Spirit, just by our belief in Jesus Christ, we now have the opportunity to speak directly to God through Jesus, our relationship with Jesus, our conformity. Jesus Christ, our conformity gives us access to God. In other words, you ain't really going to know God for real until you conform, until you are met with the God of correction. You ain't really going to know God for real until you stop doing what he says stop doing. Like, you're not going to really understand God for real. Like, we'll never understand him in his entirety. But this side of God, you ain't going to really know the benefits or the revelation or the wisdom that comes with knowing God, being in relationship with God, until you conform to his ways, until you deny your flesh. In order to obtain the promise, in order for this covenant to be established, you must deny your flesh. So like the Israelites going the long way, us, we have to go the long way too. There is a process that precedes this condition. So now that God has given you the promise, now that God has given you, you know, the revelation that things need to change, he's now giving you an opportunity to change. So this is a season of strict obedience and dependence on God. What you used to be lenient in, you can no longer be lenient towards. What you used to like haphazardly do, you can no longer do that. What the, even your mindset, like I was saying, oh, God wouldn't do that. That has to change. For many of us, and I'll just speak for myself, I had not been taking God seriously in this area because I had been trying to, I had been trying to justify. I had been trying to justify my sinful ways, my, you know, whatever. Like even in your trauma, even in your addictions, even in your habits, you develop this mindset of like justification. Well, I was going through something. Well, I was triggered. Well, this happened and that happened and this person did this and this person didn't do that. So therefore, yeah, all of that got to change. Because that mindset is leading us further and further into sin. And now we're justifying our sinful ways when we are just supposed to give up our sinful ways in these areas. Is that easy? Heck to the no. But is it necessary for the establishment of this covenant? He has to take us through a season of cleansing and purifying us of these things. So even in my own journey, God keeps speaking to me about like relationships and friendships and, you know, the addictions and the habits and all of these things that he wants me to give up. He's purifying me of these things because it is time for me to enter into the covenant. It'd been time for Andrea to enter into the covenant, but me not submitting to and conforming to the new way, the new mindset, the new lifestyle has caused delays. But even in the delay, you see a God of mercy. You see a God of grace. Yes, he will allow you to repeat that cycle. Yes, he will allow you to endure the delay as the Israelites did in the wilderness, but he will also use it. He will also allow you to benefit off of it. He will also develop you in that time. Like there's still a process of development that we have to undergo, even as we are fighting like internally when it comes to these things that he's telling us to give up. When it comes to breaking these cycles, he's still developing us. One of the things that Moses and Joshua said to the Israelites were, you need to cleanse yourself of these things because when you get into the promised land and when you get around these Canaanites, they're going to eat you up. Like you're dealing with this now, but when you get into the promised land, that thing is going to eat you up, swallow you whole. These people are not going to play fair. So there is a mindset that you have to have. There is, you know, a conformity that you have to submit to in order to be able to sustain what's going to be given to you, in order to sustain the character, in order to sustain the mindset, in order to anchor you in the ways of God when you get into your promised land. For some of you all, it is a business. It is a marriage. It is all of the things. There is a certain way that you have to show up and be. You have to become a certain version of yourself in order to be able to sustain the covenant, the agreement. And I'm not negating the fact that, yes, some of these things that God is telling us to do and conform to is hard. It's hard for me to give up coffee, Lord. I've been drinking coffee since I was 10. But what I am now seeing is if I do not want to, and that's just for me, y'all, because coffee is connected to addiction. for me. Coffee is connected to other sinful things. Y'all know, I think I talked about this about, I talked about this a couple of episodes ago, a couple of seasons ago. I don't know. But coffee has a certain stimulant that triggers your lady parts. I am so childish. It triggers that and it makes you want to act on what you feel. So God telling me to give up coffee is directly tied to sinful behaviors. As I am recording this podcast, I am drinking hot tea. Am I stimulated? No. Would I rather have coffee because I just love the taste? Yeah. But I have this mindset that if I continue in the way that I was going down, like if I continue to do the things that God keeps telling me to stop doing, I'm going to repeat a cycle. And who wants to do that? If I continue to resist what God is trying to conform me into, I'm not going to get my promise. Or the Lord is going to give me the promise and it's going to overtake me. And I'm not going to be able to have the character or the wisdom to sustain it. It's going to take me out. So God placing me back in this position that I'm in is a direct example of giving me time to correct myself. I think that some of us are underestimating the value and the severity of the promise that God has given us. If your promise is a kingdom marriage, if your promise is, you know, a business, a kingdom business, a business that will allow people to not only be serviced, but to be met with God, to be met with Jesus. Okay. Like, that's not something to be taken lightly. You can't see this as a business. You can't just see this as only as a marriage. Like, this is a covenant. This is something that God is giving you so that you can essentially, like, change your life. This is an opportunity for you to really walk with God for real. Like, this is like your security in God. Jesus Christ, your establishment as a vessel of God. When he gives you this promise, he is entrusting the lives of other people. He is entrusting you to carry out the anointing in such a way where it destroys yokes of bondage for other people. Your business allows people to get out of poverty. Your wisdom, your instruction. That's why if you are a coach, if you are a consultant, if God has called you to become a coach or a consultant, you need to sign up for my accelerator that I am having. Like, I wasn't going to mention it, but I feel an unction here. I feel like I should mention that right here and right there. This accelerator is a 6-month coaching program that will help you identify your gifts, your talents, your wisdom, and put it into coaching programs or consulting services. So whatever industry that God is telling you to move into, and he's telling you to, you know, form a consulting or a coaching business, then I have the blueprint because I am literally doing this and have been doing it for years. So if that sounds like you, then the link is in the show notes. But there is a way that you are going to have to act. There is a way that you are going to have to conform. And there is a way that you are going to have to think. Everything has to change before God releases. That's why it's taking so long. My God, that's why it's taking so long. There has not been a significant amount of time that the new thing has been able to be established. I was talking to my son last night. Y'all know he's 9. So he was talking about how he was kind of anxious to go back to school because he knows that his teacher is going to have them learn this new math instruction or whatever. And he was just so anxious about it. He was like, I don't want to go to school. I'm like, why? He was like, because I don't understand what my teacher is trying to teach me when it comes to math and or this part of math. And I was like, well, before you left school for the break, how long have y'all been like in this type of instruction? Like, how long has she been trying to teach y'all this? He said like 2 or 3 days. I said, son, first of all, give that lady some time to teach you how to do the new math. And I don't know what's going on with this school system and this new math, but I told him, I said, son, you have to give it time. When you are being introduced to something new, you have to give it time to really settle in. You have to give yourself time to really settle in. See, my son, like me, he used to doing things and it automatically worked. He's used to like he's just good at everything. So the minute he's not good at something, he starts to get anxious. He starts to worry. He starts to, you know, all of these things. And I'm like, son, give that lady some time to help you and give yourself time to learn how to do this new thing. And that is definitely what God is showing us in this series. Like, yes, he wants us to conform to a new way. Yes, he requires these things. Yes, he's given us these conditions, but it is going to take a while for us to really conform to the new. I am on day four. Okay. I'm on day four of not drinking coffee. And I've gone days without drinking coffee before, but then I'll just end up being like, you know what? Let me just get some of that coffee. But I am on day four. Even today, I was like triggered. I go in the kitchen and the coffee is brewing and I'm sitting up here like, Lord have mercy. These people trying to take me out. And instead of, and I know this might sound minor to y'all, but it's big to me and God. But as I was tempted to put some coffee in my cup, I, instead of just giving into it and being like, you know what, I guess this is just the day that I'm going to drink coffee and then tomorrow I'm just not going to drink coffee. Like, no. Instead of giving into it, I asked God, Lord, I need you to help me. Because we talked about this in previous seasons. The thing that God is calling you to give up, you're not going to be able to do it in your own strength. Because that's what was causing the delay too. Yeah, you've been trying to do it yourself. And you've been failing. But this time, the conformity, the condition requires you to do it with God. So now I am conforming my mindset. I'm conforming my spiritual dependence, really, to depend on God, even in this. In that moment, I was like, Lord, help me. I'm not going to try to fight it myself. I'm not going to be prideful and, you know, try to do it myself. Lord, I need you to help me because that coffee smells good. So I start praying and I'm walking around my room and I walk past. I have this bag with a lot of like different tea bags. So I went to the store the other day and I just stocked up on these different teas, right? And I walked past the bag and I was like, oh, oh, I just have to, anytime I'm triggered, anytime I feel like I want some coffee, let me just make myself some tea and then go about my business. And I have been doing that for the past 4 days and I have been seeing a huge difference, even in my voice. I put a lot of honey in my tea and I like the, what is this called? This is the Bijlo, chamomile, vanilla, and honey. And then I like the other kind. It's honey. And anything with honey and vanilla, let's just say that. And so I put some more honey into it and I just love it. I'm just like, ooh, this is good. So the honey is helping me like sing better. Duh, Andrea, the honey and the tea is like helping to improve my vocals and my vocal cords and stuff like that. Whereas coffee and that sugar and the sugar was making me fat, and all of the stuff that I was used to was not good for me. So now that God is like helping me to conform in his way of doing things, he's given me an option. He has given me an alternative. Don't drink that. Drink this. Because this is actually going to help you. Here, don't do that. Go do this. And as we conform and as we do the thing that he's calling us to do, we're going to start to see improvements. We're going to start to see why the Lord is telling us to give up the old thing and embrace the new thing. He is establishing his covenant. As he corrects us, as he gives us instructions to obey, he is correcting us. This is the God of correction. When I got evicted from my apartment, after having all this faith and trust in God to turn my situation around and come through for me, I didn't know that I was dealing with the God of correction. Hey, that could preach. That could preach. He purposely led me into that season so that he can correct me. He purposely led the Israelites into the wilderness so that he can correct them. He gave them and me and you and us the opportunity to get it right. And as we get it right with him, his ways, his conformity, the covenant will be established and we will see what he has promised. So, look, that's all I got for y'all. Like I said, this is going to have to be a series because there is just so much to discuss. I hope this episode was encouraging to you all. I pray that you stick around for the rest of the series because, look, we are going in, okay? Next episode, I'm going to talk about covenant comes with clarity. Oh Lord, we're gonna get into it. So make sure you stick around, come back. All right, subscribe to the Living in Pursuit podcast if you're not already. Make sure you follow me on my socials, YouTube, LinkedIn, Substack. Those are the only places that I am at right now. I may occasionally pop up on TikTok, but for more in-depth revelation and coaching and consulting, just in life and in business, go ahead and subscribe to all of those channels as well. And yeah, if you are called to be a coach or a consultant and you know that God has given you an assignment, yeah, go ahead and click the link in the show notes and I will see you soon. I only want to take a few clients. I'm only taking a few clients. So if you want to sign up, go ahead and sign up. But enrollment does end January 28th. So I'm going to be taking my clients on a journey, a 6-month journey, to really establish their business and establish themselves as coaches and consultants in their industry. I love you guys, and I will talk to you in my next episode. Bye. Y'all saw how that note sounded just now? Yeah, it's the tea. It's the honey. Like, look, the Lord be knowing what he be doing, okay? I gotta go. Bye.